This week's yesterday's parasha was Tavriya Mitzorah, and in it the Torah discusses the laws of Tzara'at, a skin affliction, which raises halachic issues. A person who has Tzara'at is seen by a Kohen, and the Kohen declares that what he has is Tzara'at, or what his clothing or his house has is Tzara'at, depending on the color and form of the particular lesion. And then the Kohen sends the person out of the city, and many laws follow. Tzara'at is referred to in the Torah as a nega. Nega Tzara'at. Nega Tzara'at. Nega can mean affliction, lesion. The Holy Works write that the word nega is a carefully chosen word for this, to describe this affliction. And the reason is because, although it is ostensibly a punishment, it is really an atonement for a person that provides a person with an opportunity to return, to become closer to Hashem through this affliction. And when he does so, instead of finding this to be an affliction, he'll find it to be a reward. If he does, the tzara'at is given to a person as a punishment for his sins, primarily lashon hara, slander, as the Talmud tells us. The word mitzora is an acronym for motzi ra. It's a contraction for motzi ra, from the motzi shemra, that lies and slanders a person. The nega tzara'at is a punishment for that, an affliction. If a person repents, the nega goes away. The person is allowed back into town, and now he is much closer to Hashem than he was before. He no longer speaks lashon hara. The nega, nun, gimel, ayin, reverses and turns into oneg, with the ayin preceding the nun, gimel. Instead of the ayin at the end, which is nega, an affliction, the ayin comes to the beginning now, making it a reward, oneg, which is a oneg means a
delight.
So that's what the nega turns into. Chazal tells us, she brings it in the Torah, that one of the purposes for nigei batim, for having such a thing as tzara'at of the house, in which the house which is afflicted must be dismantled, is that when a person dismantles the house, if it's an old house from the pre-Judaic era when the Canaanim inhabited the area, the house might have in its walls hidden treasures. When a person dismantles the house because of the nega, he will be shown the hidden treasures that are in the wall. Here we see that the tzara'at, which is ostensibly an affliction, is coming to reward a person. Is it an affliction or is it a reward? The answer is it is both. It is originally an affliction. When a person repents properly, it will turn out to be a reward. I would like to add to this thought, this well-known thought, that the nega turns into oneg, a new way of looking at this nega-oneg relationship, based on a medrash, which Rashi, a gemara, which Rashi quotes in Eicha. Eicha is comprised of five tzarkim, four of which are written in the order of the aleph, in the order of the alphabet, the Hebrew alphabet, meaning each verse begins with a consecutive letter in the Hebrew alphabet. First verse starts with aleph, second with beis. However, the second, third, and fourth parak have a slightly different alphabet than the first. In the first parak, the order of the alphabet is exactly as we normally list it. In the other parakim, the order of the alphabet is slightly altered. The letter pei precedes the letter ayin. The verses starting with pei precede the verses starting beginning with ayin. Why is that? The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Kavtalin, Sayyid Barashi there, tells us, Lama kodma pei la'ayin. Why is the pei before the ayin? Ibnechet hamaraglin shehigdimu ma'ashe amu b'fiyem la'ma'ashe ra'u b'ayneyem. The meaning, it is written in that order because the Meraglim, the spies that Moshe Rabbeinu sent, who sinned and scared Bnei Yisrael from entering Eretz Yisrael, the spies spoke with their mouth what their eyes did not see. Mouth is peh, eye is ayin. They put their mouth before their eyes, speaking what they did not see before they saw something, slandering Eretz Yisrael. The Chesed Meraglim of slandering Eretz Yisrael caused Bnei Yisrael later not only to wait 40 years before they entered Eretz Yisrael, but to lose the Beis HaMikdash 2 times. All that, the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash and the sin of the Meraglim, happens on the same day, on Tisha B'Av, and that is why this pasuk in the verses of Eicha describing the mourning of the prophet which followed the Churban, preceded and followed the Churban, those verses reflect the sin of the Meraglim in order to show that this brought about the mourning of described in Eicha. We see that slander is called by the verse putting the tay before the ayin. The letter pay has a numerical value of 80 according to the Gematria system, in which each letter is assigned numerical value. The letter ayin has a numerical value of 70. One method of Gematria involves mispar koton, meaning dropping the tens, dropping the powers of 10, and remaining with the number with which we multiply the powers of 10 in our in our 10-day system of numbering. In such a system, the mispar koton of pei is 8. The mispar koton of 100 is 1. We are dropping all the powers of 10. 100 instead of being 1 times 10 squared will be 1. 80 instead of being 8 times 10 to the first will be 8. And so on. That is called mispar koton. And mispar koton also involves adding... Yeah, that's what mispar koton is. It could be a number like 13, in which the which is 10 times 1 times 10 to the first plus 3, it will turn to 1 plus 3. And therefore, the mispar koton of something that adds up to 13 will be 4. In any case, the mispar koton of oneg, the nun gimel in oneg, or nega, I'm sorry, nega, the nun gimel of nega have a mispar koton of 8. The nun is 5. Because 50 turns into 5, Gimel is 3. 5 and 3 is 8. In Nega, the Nun Gimel of the Mispar Koton of 8, that's the same number as the Mispar Koton, the small gematria, of Pei, the letter Pei. Nega comes when a person slanders, putting the Pei before the Ayin. This is alluded to by the word Nega, where Nun Gimel is the mispar koton of pei, the mispar koton of pei precedes the letter ayin, just as we find in Eicha, where the pei preceding the ayin represents the slander of the Meraglim. In Nega, the nun gimel preceding the ayin is to show that Nega comes for slandering, for putting the mouth before the eyes. When a person repents from such slander, he replaces the ayin where it's supposed to be, before the pei, puts the I in the I before the pei. When he does that, the oneg is reversed. The ayin is taken from the after, instead of following the nun gimel, it precedes the nun gimel. That turns the nega into oneg, to true repentance, and it removes the sin, absolves the person of the sin of lashon hara, of slander, thereby meriting the oneg, the delicacy, the reward of the person who has truly repented.